Well, with thanks to Julie Goetz of the Allegheny Regional Asset District, along with our friend Rich Hudak, it's a great pleasure to welcome Dan Griffin of the Allegheny County Regional Asset District to SLB this morning. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Hey, Larry. Good. How are you?
Great. Thank you. Tell me a little bit about your role with the Regional Asset District.
Well, I'm one of seven board members. I am the chair of the board, and we meet regularly. And during June and July, the assets submit applications for funding. We review those during the summer, and then over the last few weeks of August and the first few weeks of September, the groups come before us and make their case. And then as a group, we decide funding levels, et cetera. And this year, we were over 104, I think, assets, and the budget totaled $108 million.
Yeah, and it's thank you for your service. It's quite a task. I always think about just how much goes into it. The integrity of the program is really strong, too. You've Thanks. Got Thanks. Folks. This is where your 1% sales tax goes to in Allegheny County. It's a very progressive thing where that additional amount of money is used to help us have libraries and parks and theater. And full disclosure, we're very proud to be an asset here as well. Our nonprofit, as is the Children's Museum, in which our studios are co-located. And Radical Days is a big thank you that assets provide every year in coordination with Julie, who I mentioned earlier, and everybody at the Regional Asset District. And are there any particular items you might like to showcase? We've been featuring the assets all month long, talking about their activities.
That's great. And Julie, as you mentioned, Julie Goetz, it was her I always call it her baby, and I think the Radical Days is, I think she has a child now older than the Radical Days, but so she's been doing it a while, and it's grown every year. We have 77 assets that are, whether it's the Pittsburgh Symphony and Chatham Baroque, everybody has, the zoo usually breaks their attendance record on Radical Days, and the idea is to have the assets so say as an appreciation to the taxpayers, hey, you guys fund this, and we benefit from it, and a lot of things that are normally a cost for admission, whether it's Children's Museum, the Science Center, et cetera, have days designated that'll be, and it's all on the website, radworkshere.org, and it'll be going on for at least the next month or so.
Yeah, to give you, excuse me, to give you just a sense, today alone, North Hills Art Center has free admission from 10 to noon and activities. The Andy Warhol Museum is free from 10 to 5. Carnegie Museum of Art and the African American Cultural Center, in the first case, the Museum of Art and Natural History, free admission, 10 to 5. The African American Cultural Center Blues and Heritage Festival, free from noon to 6. That's downtown. Texture Contemporary Ballet, free at the new Hazlett Theater at 4 o'clock today. And Chatham Baroque, who you mentioned, has free admission for its 2 o'clock concert. That's just today.
And I'll be at that concert, by the way.
they do a great job, and it's almost impossible to read all of these. But tomorrow the aviary is open free. The museum is open. Our studios are open. Pittsburgh Youth Symphony, Mattress Factory, Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh is offering tours of the main library. Pittsburgh Arts and Lectures and Pittsburgh Youth Chorus have an event, and the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts. And again, that's just tomorrow. And then all throughout the month of October. There are events clear through October 14th. And then not only does RAD support these organizations to make Radical Days possible, but all year long, these organizations without RAD would not be able to offer reasonably priced tickets and the free programs that they do.
And it's really unique. It's a unique program, Larry, as you mentioned. We've looked around the country, and we really can't find anything that supports arts and culture and parks and libraries and trails, et cetera, to the level that we support it through this tax. And the half of 1%, by the way, goes back to the municipalities of Allegheny County, and they use that for tax relief, which is why you don't get property tax increases at the level it used to occur prior to 1995. And then the other half, which is the half our board controls, still amounts to over $100 million a year. And here's the good news, 25% of that comes from people who don't live in Allegheny County, because obviously of tourism and people coming in for games and concerts, et cetera. So over the course of the 25 years RAD has been around, we've redistributed over $4 billion. So, $4 billion is a billion of that came from people who don't live in Allegheny County. And we could never replace that kind of support by just telling people, go raise money.
No, it really is a great help, speaking for nonprofits who benefit from the program. And it also makes it great to live in this region, too.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being with us today. And enjoy Chatham Baroque this afternoon.
Larry, and we appreciate you promoting the assets via the radio. It's definitely a help with their marketing budgets, and much appreciated.
Our pleasure. Thank you. That's Dan Griffin of the Allegheny County Regional Asset District.